Hey guys, welcome to the Local Roots Podcast this week. The first like 15 seconds of this did not record. I don't know why, but we have all new audio equipment, so the rest should sound really good. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's going to pick up right where we're talking about Brian's awesome wedding he just had in Holland, Michigan. So let's dive into it. Thanks, guys.
Good in the fireworks situation, because how can you get more lucky than this?
So Holland,
the Holland, yeah.
Everyone had wood shoes on.
Yeah, dude, my feet still kill.
Yeah, my toes.
I can't believe you made us do that.
They haven't came back yet. So Holland had these awesome, really eccentric July 4th fireworks show plan that got canceled because they said it was canceled because of COVID. I don't know why it was worse then than it is like now. I don't know. I was very grateful that they let us get married there. You know, hell yeah, cool. But then the fireworks were rescheduled for Friday, and we found out, I think like the night before, that these fireworks were happening. And okay, well, they're going to be super late at night or something. We're going to miss some. And they were like right in the middle of the reception, like right when it got dark. And it was
like, and not only that, like the barge where they were
launching
off.
Yeah, it was right in front of our wedding. We're like, oh my God. So then my dad's running around saying like he bought them all and he organized all this stuff.
I made a couple jokes like, wow, Brian really went all out.
Yeah, then I started telling people I bought them. And then like, wait, who bought them? I'm like, I don't know.
No, it was so cool. Like imagine like your local city's all-out fireworks show happening at your wedding.
At your wedding, and you're right underneath it.
Yes, it was so cool. Yeah, like, it's just, like, so much cool stuff happened. It's hard to, like, narrow it all down. Like, the outdoor area was, like, a bunch of, like, cornhole and stuff set up. That was
we
a cool
touch. We had
cornhole
set up. It was at, if anyone knows the area, I was at Boatworks.
Yeah.
So we had the whole, like, right side of the building that has this massive, like, walkway. No one fell in. I lost money. I thought for sure Carson would fall in. He didn't.
He was close. He was
or your brother, who we found out had Amber's contact in his eye
at
some point.
Oh, my God, yes.
He wasn't supposed to wear his... his goofy looking.
Everyone thinks he looks like a pedo in his like hipster glasses.
So they are. Who do we decide? It looks like David Koresh in those. They're like, they're just
bad
big.
Vibe glasses.
Yeah. I think he looks good in them, but also
he
looks like David Koresh.
He's got really long like hippie hair, and that's the vibe he's going for. But like,
kind of like modern day pedos.
My wife even like laid down the law.
Yeah,
and
it was Amber.
Like, you can't wear those in front of people. Because my brother was walking Emma down the aisle, the flower girl. Thanks again for including us.
She was the best. She was good.
I've seen better.
She didn't talk very well, but, you know, it was okay.
There wasn't a single flower. But anyways, that's why
Emma was perfect and beautiful, and thank you.
Dude, and for real, just perfect. Like, I can't think of a single thing. I mean, unless you guys could get a hold of the temperature guy and make it just a little less
He
hot,
was kind of a dick.
But, like, that's totally out of it. Like, it was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah. It was 90 degrees, like, the whole day. And, like, just straight sun.
Yeah. And it really wasn't even bad till the ceremony. Like, even pictures and stuff wasn't that bad. Like,
no, I think Cynthia kicked ass and deleted all her sweat off her face somehow. I don't know how she did that.
Appreciate.
It wasn't. I remember my dad giving his speech, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what is dripping on him? I'm like, there's nothing dripping on him. He's not. I'm like, oh, it's his head. Like, his hair is dripping sweat.
The boy got
sweaty. And it's beating off of his shirt. And I was like, oh, Dad, oh, no.
That's too funny. I saw a couple guests. They had this cool invention. I think it was like your grandma and dad or mom or someone had like a USB stick that they plugged into their phone and it was a fan. I was like, damn, how do I get one of those?
Yeah, we didn't get one. Thought that was a little lame. That's fine. My cousin Jay bought those.
Smart buy.
Jay was in the room that we were in before we went. What was that called?
I would call it like a green room of sorts.
Green room?
Yeah.
There's a, what is it called? The bridal suite.
Bridal suite.
Yeah, I mean, Jay was there. So that was fun.
And then Holland, just in general, like
Holland
you got to go
awesome.
To a couple breweries.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, went to our brewing in New Holland. We saw Quinn 92 was at the bar we were at.
Yeah,
holy smokes, that was really cool. I have photos. I'll show you.
Should we make? Let's talk about this real quick. I know we'll get back to the wedding, but one sec. We never did an intro, so here's our new intro song. Brian can't hear it right now, but it was really loud. So something tells me this audio is going to be all fucked up. I'll deal with it later. No, so I can preload a song. What do you think? Should we do like some Quinn as our intro music now? Because I've found out that we're small enough. None of our, like, I was just using like Vampire Weekend and stuff as intro music.
You mean Vampire didn't, they didn't try and sue us?
No.
They didn't? Oh, man. Okay.
Although on YouTube we did get flagged, but we don't get in trouble or anything. They just
we
say,
just got flagged.
They just say, you can't monetize this one. And I'm like, we can't monetize it anyway. So.
Well, yes, we can, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we're famous. We're famous. So yeah, we could think of a cool song. Maybe that could be you guys write to us on Instagram if you
like. I think Quinn would be perfect though.
I do too. It fits the vibes of this. Like a cool, I don't know, all indie pop-ish in that genre. Like No Puddle of Mud.
No Puddle of Mud. What was that?
But yeah, write to
what
us.
What was that person's name again?
I don't, Joanne maybe, or Joan?
Joan, Joanne, I don't remember what her name
Diane.
Was.
Diane.
It was fucking Diane, god
or
damn
Dane.
It.
Or Dane.
It was Diane.
Okay.
Or it was Dane, and they meant to, who the fuck's name is Dane?
Right.
Well Dane
someone
Cook,
who likes Puddle of Mud.
Well, yeah, probably. That's about it.
Diane. I think we talked about that on an early episode, so if you know what that is, then thanks.
Kudos to you. Inside joke for that one.
Dane.
Speaking of Karens and things like that, our Airbnb lady, we're leaving Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Very hungover, and everyone's rushing around, and we're cleaning up, and the house looks like spotless, like it just smells immaculately clean, and we're like,
I didn't know where that was coming.
We're like, wow, is this really great? All right, cool. And I go to run in the shower real quick, and we're supposed to be out at 11. This is, it's like 10:45. I'm like, quick to shower up, boom, out the door, and like I run outside to the truck with like I'm shirtless, and there's this woman there. That said, in her shirt, first thing I noticed, said, God is on my side.
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, Lord, give me
strength.
I'm
like, uh-oh. And she's like, hey, this is my house. I just wanted to come meet you guys. And
wait,
I was like.
Are you, you're over your checkout time at this
no,
point?
No, it is now. So 10:55.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, well, thanks. This is nice. And she's like, just wanted to let you know we have people coming. So, you know. Just wanted to make sure you guys were going to be out actually right at 11.
Bitch, I got and, 5 minutes.
I just got this really bad vibe from this lady. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, it's fine. See you later. And she charged us for, so if you overfill the coffee pot, the coffee runneth over the tap and it like burns the hot plate underneath.
Are you kidding me?
And we scratched one of the drawers or shelves in the fridge apparently somewhere.
What?
She charged $228.37. What? Like, there's like a cent too. I'm like, you couldn't just do like 200 or 250 or 225.
So explain the fridge thing.
There's a photo. One of the like shelves in the fridge has like a little scratch in it, and like a little bit of the white paint is like scuffed off a little tiny bit. And I'm like, you can't tell me that a coffee stain on a coffee pot. And a tiny scratch in your fridge is $228.37.
Or that you guys even did that.
Or that she said, I know it was you guys because I meticulously go over every
I mean,
part
that
of the house.
That we found out is
and
true.
And I was like, yeah, I know you fucking do that, lady. Like, holy smokes.
Get out.
Yeah.
So I hope you left her like a half star.
Well, I think Alexa already reviewed her.
Oh.
But now we got this thing. We haven't paid her yet. Airbnb says, well, your action now is to pay in full, pay a little bit, not pay at all, and or write a note. Respond
a note.
In 72 hours. And we're like, well, what the fuck do we do? Do we pay in full? Do I not pay at all? Do I pay like 69 cents? I don't know.
Honestly, maybe that's what you could choose what you pay.
Yeah.
I would be like, hey, here's $30. That'll buy you a whole new coffee machine.
Well, yeah, my thought was like, I'm going to give her $100 and whatever the cent number is and be like, hey, this is all we got. Like, I'm not giving, I don't know, this is BS. Like, we just stayed with you for 5 days and you want, like, more. I don't know. I was like, you can't. Your coffee, like, it still works.
Do you think she has a fridge? You know what? I bet she does this because she just knows she can squeeze a little more out of everything.
Well, so my thought was that everyone just either, well, I had two thoughts here. Either A, she does this to everybody no one blinks an eye, or B, she does this to everybody and she takes everyone to small claims court and she's really good at it.
She's just got so nothing better.
Yeah, now we're like scared. I'm like, because first we were like all tough and we're like, oh, fuck that lady. And now we're like, she's really good, and she was really on top of that, and she's probably just wanting to sue us.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's all like, handled in Airbnb.
That's what that was my next thought.
It's same thing, like, I don't, all right. this might be incriminating.
All right.
But do you remember a friend of ours?
A couple.
We were in a unnamed app service for driving us to places in a certain city. Gotta keep and this as vague as possible.
We were in a certain vehicle, and a certain item from a certain vehicle. We all said,
"Should we say what?" I
wouldn't say no.
It's something item that can be removed from the car. Use your imagination.
Pretty easy. No tools required. It can be removed, and this said item, the entire occupancy of the vehicle.
We gotta say what it is for it to make sense.
Well, they go, you'd rest some of your body on it.
It was the headrest. We could say, it was a friend of ours. We won't say who it is, so they won't get in trouble.
There we go. The whole car goes, oh, no. Ah, shit. We're like, there it goes.
And the driver did not see a thing, but the headrest went right out the
window. Well, not we. I'm just saying, if we were in that car, that's what we would have said.
Oh, damn it. We're making all this up. It's
making
fake.
All this up. So, but nothing happened there.
Anyway, that
well, they tried.
Let's
to.
Say that happened.
Yeah.
I was on my the Lyft app or whatever it was called. I got like 60 messages not even the next day. It was like a week afterwards.
Hey, are you sure did anyone like put said item in a bag or something? Like, do you have it? And we're like, well, I'm not lying. No, I have no idea. It's not with us.
It was like, did someone take a headrest? Because I didn't, I don't think I knew at the time either. So no. I think it was a bachelor party.
It was,
guys, this is going to sound really, really dumb, but did someone steal a headrest out of an Uber? Oh, God. And then I could just hear devil laughs in the text thread. I'm just like, oops. These fuckers.
I think they were two
headrests.
I think
that one. I do feel bad for that person too.
Oh, I feel very bad.
You can't just buy that on Amazon.
No, like, and it's also not like we could tell like where it was.
Oh God, yeah. Who knows?
Hey, on the corner of X and X, I think you're. And then the other one is 20 miles the other direction.
Too wild. And then, shit. Whatever. It's. I was about to just. Say the person's name. I had to immediately. All right. Let's go back to the wedding.
Back to the wedding.
I think long story. No, to finish that though.
Yeah.
It'll probably stay in the app. I would just try one of those things first because there's going to be like at least three more back and forth before she like threatens you with like court or something.
All right.
So
Judge,
you think?
Is Judge Judy still a thing?
Now, that'd be cool.
Could we get on Judge Judy?
You could plug the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that's a lot of people watch that. Like, daytime TV. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, they'd probably enjoy this.
We would double viewers.
At least double. Maybe 1.5. I don't know.
Yeah, we could get to 10 viewers at least.
I think so. That'd be great. We could get somebody.
I've been saying viewers, and that's because if you're listening to this, you can now find us on YouTube.
On the YouTube.
For ease of use, I think you could actually just type Local Roots Podcast into YouTube.
Into the Google?
And it pops up.
If you put that into the Google, will it come out?
I don't know about Google, but in YouTube, definitely.
Okay.
You can Google it.
Oh. Google.
Google it.
Google search.
Back to the wedding. First of all, do you feel different?
I'm really tired. I think I'm still...
Dude, being a husband is exhausting.
I think I'm still hungover.
Ugh, I don't doubt that.
I know my wife, she's not my wife, listens to all of these. Honey, I love you. You are beautiful as all hell, and I couldn't be a happier human to call you my wife and grow old with you.
Beautifully put.
I love you.
And also...
She doesn't listen.
I was just going to say that. Like, really?
I could say anything. No.
My wife
I used
does
to
not listen
when
to
we
this.
First started, I think when we'd go on like ski trips, I would like I'd throw it on and we'd listen to like all of it.
Yeah,
and I'd be like,
I still listen to chunks on like good. Like if I here's what happens if I like open
I'd
the
take
app
some notes
and I see like holy shit we actually have a lot of views on this one like, then I'm like okay I better listen and see what we did right.
What did we do good? I'm like all right, but no maybe she'll listen to this one and I hope she does because I love
and
her.
Alexa, you looked radiant up there.
Yeah, she was smoking.
Mm-hmm. And your photos tremendous. Like everything about it was perfect.
It was awesome. We haven't got them all yet. I'm really excited to get the rest of them.
Ooh, a couple of sleeper bangers.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. Yeah, it's going to be...
It was great.
It was awesome. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for being a part of it. And thank you to your wife and your beautiful daughter for being a part of it, too.
Yeah, and my wife was in the wedding, and my baby was in the... We got secondhand wedding smoke.
It was hot. Yeah, you did. You had a little wedding high.
Yeah, we definitely did.
You got the tinglies.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
We had a great Airbnb. Like, I don't have... Like, we actually messaged ours.
We never saw yours, yeah.
Well, so they were a little further away, but they had recently redid the whole place, and it was just, really nice. From the outside, I was like, oh my God, what did you book? And then we got in there, brand new, everything was redone, like a great master suite. And it was great. We even messaged, hey, can we stay another night? And they're like, yeah. So we did that and it was great. And we stayed another night.
Oh, well, hell yeah. Oh, I totally forgot you guys were going to leave.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't immediately want to stay longer.
Yeah.
I think we didn't know if whatever we, yeah.
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 Bernie stuff.
Anyway.
Anyways, we're back on track. No, wedding was awesome, and being a husband is going to be fucking titties with my beautiful wife.
Rephrase that. What are you guys?
Oh, God. No. Oh.
I guess that was their marriage agreement.
Maybe we should edit that part out if she does listen to this one. Being a husband is going to be the most beautiful thing I've ever been able to do. And it is my, by far, greatest life accomplishment ever.
Gorgeously put.
Yeah, I just hope she keeps me. So it's harder to get rid of me now.
Yeah, now she's got some paperwork to file.
Yeah, so. Now it's kind of, we'll go from there.
Oh man, no! You guys have been living together. It's just only gonna get better. It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
it's exactly.
You're not gonna be like the every other dude who's like, "Oh, get ready! You're going to your funeral."
I'm gonna share this theory. I've shared it with you guys at the bachelor party, but yes. I'm gonna share it with the world now.
Okay.
So if anyone's gotten married recently, and at the bachelor party, every guy's like, "Oh, good luck!
Yeah.
Oh, have fun! Signing your life away.
Put your balls in the bag. They're gone.
Yeah, I guess you're giving your balls to your wife to hang around in your purse because you can't do shit anymore." It's like all these. For one, these guys hate their wives.
Yeah, and their wives are just like.
Yeah, how many people did that with their wives next to them?
I was like, are you serious?
And it's just like a mutual hate they have. She's like, yeah, this guy fucking sucks.
He's a dick, and it sucks.
So here's my theory of why every old dude thinks that's okay and or funny. Because one, it's just not funny.
It's not funny.
But I have a feeling because back when our parents got married, to start living together, for it to be socially acceptable to start living with someone, you had to get married to do that.
Yep.
And then in those years, they hated each other.
Yeah.
And then at least half of them. And then it just did not work out. But we have a luxury. I got to live with my wife for 4 or 5 years before we got married. You did something very similar.
Yep.
And therefore, we knew exactly what marriage will be like. And then I love every second of it. And I'm sure you will, too. If we ever become, say goodbye to your balls, brother, then we don't deserve to have wives anymore.
That's greatly put.
So that is my theory, and you guys can have my theory now.
Yeah, I think that's a great theory. Yeah. And then every guy who's like, oh, congratulations, you're going to love it. They just look super happy that you're about to enjoy what they're enjoying now. So it's like, hell yeah.
Good thing.
So people that are in shitty marriages say that. People that are happy say congrats.
It's funny. I caught myself doing the same thing, but for kids. I was talking to Derek or someone, and I was like, yeah, you're going to love having kids. And doing you get to wake up in the middle of the night. And I became that person instantly for having a kid.
Yeah.
And then I had to catch myself no, it's seriously the greatest thing ever.
Actually, I love it. Yeah.
Because I really do love it. But yeah, it's just the social thing to do is pretend you hate being a parent. And I guess maybe that's what it is for old people. You hate your wife.
You hate your wife. Yeah. I can't. No.
If you have the answer, write into us at Local Roots Podcast. No, localrootspodcasttc@gmail.com. I don't check the email.
There's probably so much good shit in there.
There might be some gems.
There's got to be. I'm sure Diana's emailed a lot.
Fucking Diana. Brian, you had something interesting you wanted to talk about this week.
Oh, I did.
Something that I read a text. I'm like, wait, whoa, is this real? And I purposely didn't do any research so you could
score. No research?
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking about suing earlier. I don't know where in this. Oh, talking about. The baby on the Nirvana album cover that.
I do know the baby.
It's floating. There's a dollar bill. And his Peter's hanging out in the water. Which, yeah, I remember. I'm like, why is this their little baby dick on this album? And if you got the edited version of the album, it said like edited like across the groin. Yeah, you couldn't see a little baby dick. But the rest of the world,
and maybe the rest of this, we stop saying little baby dick. But please tell it in your own way. Yeah.
So the guy who this is happened. I mean, this was, I don't know how 20, 30 years ago. I think it was 29 years ago. I think the guy's now 30.
God,
I forget what the guy's name is, but
that's a long time. Right? Maybe 20 years ago.
I don't know.
Here, maybe you keep talking.
Give it a quick Google because I think
all the information at my fingertips.
So whoever this guy's name is, he has recreated this album cover, like him being like an adult now. Numerous times, he's been on like a ton of interviews saying. Oh, I love Nirvana. I love to be a part of that. That was really cool. It's helped me grow as an artist myself. And now he's came out and said he is suing the entire band over his photo being like child pornography.
So basically he's out of money.
He's out of money okay. And he's trying to get more money by suing over this album cover.
Okay, I see it now. Wow.
Does it say how it blew? I saw it on Twitter and I was like, well, that's kind of funny. But like the story's blown up. Wow. And everyone hates this guy.
I mean, I'm only mad because you told me that he's like embraced it prior to this.
Yeah. Yeah. He has embraced it. Like in numerous articles and interviews.
And he is 30. So yeah, he must have been. Yeah.
And he recreated the album cover like as an adult.
And there is something to be said, like you can embrace it like and still not like it, right?
Yeah.
So like I don't want to totally put him on blast if it like really is something that's bugged him and like previously that was his way to cope is to try to embrace it.
Okay.
But something tells me that's not like because I feel like that's the story what? That can help into like sexually assault victims, like they can like lean into it
and yeah.
like say they like talk themselves into like thinking that they liked it when really they were
abused. And it's I mean it can't not
this is
be,
the heaviest conversation
it can't
we've ever had.
Not be traumatic at all knowing that the entire God-given world has seen your manhood.
Okay, let's talk about that first, because you're also a baby.
But you're a baby and some cool
and it's like
some cool, really good like comments were like
unanimously
well,
cool band too, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, everyone most people like Nirvana. And some of the best comments I've seen, I dug deep, were like, well, I guess he hasn't grown much in some places. That's why he's so mad.
God.
I mean, then you got to think, like, if your parent let you be on a rock album.
I do question the upbringing.
Exposed, how would you feel about it?
Now, my question to you, I'm not as big of a Nirvana fan.
I'm not a giant Nirvana fan,
okay.
But I like Nirvana.
I mean, I like them. I had a couple songs pirated on my first iPod.
Yeah. Yes, they've been there.
Now, was this like a second or third album of theirs where they established and they're like, holy shit, my baby's going to be the Nirvana baby? Or was it like their breakout album and like it was just a rando groupie? Like, oh, this band I've been following is doing an album now and I'm going to let my newborn baby throw him into
God.
The... Like, how do you get
it,
that
it
shot,
can't be
by
their
the way?
It can't be their first album, right? Am I done? We pull up their discography.
I could do the research.
Just yeah. It's a really good question to know. So if I still don't know, even if my parents put my naked.
Oh my God! It's their first album.
Is it? It is the first one.
Assuming that.
So like, what if your parents put you on like the, you know,
Damn.
Everything Exposed on like the first Aerosmith album. How would you feel about it?
Are you saying that because it's technically like a less cool band?
That was just like my first pull of like, you know, probably they started really small and then they got really big.
I might have a correction.
Do they have like a little tiny EP?
So yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple little peas.
Oh, I don't know if I want to talk about this episode during the wedding episode, but
we totally pivoted. It is a new podcast.
Talked about love and sweetness, and now it's freaking okay. Anyways,
so it looks like it was their first album. And people who know about music are going to hate this little stint we just did.
Oh, yeah. They're like, are you serious? You didn't know?
Because it had, like, this is the banger, right?
Every song from that album is.
Because Smells Like Teen Spirit was, like, the song that got me. It's, like, the only, it was, like, the biggest hit, right?
Yeah, but then there's a bunch off that album, though.
Okay.
Like, it's huge.
Like I'm admitting I don't know a lot about it.
Don't know a lot about it. But, I mean, it's one of, it's got to be in the top five most recognized album covers, like, in the world.
1.33 billion views on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Dirty numbers. Ugh. If you're ready to pivot from this,
I'm ready to pivot.
Do you have a summary? Let's summarize it.
No, I think it's up in the air. I just want to talk about it because I think it's hilarious. And then
I think he's just doing a money grab.
I think it's a money grab.
Yeah,
but I think it's hilarious. I just want to talk about it.
It is funny, objectively.
So, anyways, yeah.
Since we're talking about music, have you been following Kanye at all?
No.
Oh man. So, I think
is he still living in that little apartment? The closet?
It's not an apartment. He was living in a stadium room.
Okay.
At the Mercedes Theater.
Okay. Or
theater, the stadium. So I think my worst quality as a person is that I am an
avid Kanye fan.
A Kanye apologist.
Hi, my name's Larry Lynch. I like Kanye, and I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's what I have to say when I walk into rooms. I don't know why. Like, I'm like a obsessed, like, whenever he does these like album pushbacks, like, I feel bad, like, I'm sad that I don't get to hear the new album.
God.
So I mean, this is not the place to come for Kanye news, but basically tomorrow night
it's coming,
he's
out.
Doing another album live stream.
Okay.
The album's supposedly done, and it will release, but this, again, for the last
month
he's done these and just the album doesn't come out.
Okay.
But tomorrow, Thursday,
it's actually what time?
I think at like 9 or something in Chicago. I was this close from trying to get tickets. Like,
really?
I literally was like, Amber, can we do this? And if it was going to be on the weekend, I was probably going to go. Like, dead serious. It was only like,
you should go.
It's just too hard to swing on a Thursday.
Okay.
With the baby and stuff, you know?
I'll watch the baby.
Well, now it's sold out, but no, it would be amazing. Like, it's like a, this is like, he's doing something that, like, hate him all you want. What he's doing right now is, like, genius. He's selling out the theater to just play
his
unfinished album. Because it's not, like, he's done two live streams so far, right? And it's supposed to be the finished album when, like, he booked it with Apple Music. And then, so everyone tunes in, and, like, it's so funny because I have, like, the pirated version of it. Half the songs, like, are great. Like, the first half is, like, so good. But then he's just like, like, not singing the words because it's not done. He just has, like, filler. Or he'll just say the same thing over and over and over and over again because he doesn't have the song finished.
Has he apologized, like, mid-concert? Or is he just
hell
like,
no.
We're done?
He's vibing. He's like, fuck, I'm going to keep it that way. These people love this shit. Oh.
Huh. And he just keeps going. The crowd is going, like,
everyone I love it.
You love that.
I listen to the, like, I have a track by track of the live stream. Like, you hear people cheering in the background of what was played through the speakers there. And I listen to it like it's a real album, only because I'm afraid that a real album will never come out.
Well, let's hope not, but, like.
So, all that being said, and fuck you. No. Thursday,
tomorrow.
Well, has to come out.
Our tomorrow. Our listeners.
The
27 days ago.
So I'm really stoked on that. It's going to come out at midnight.
Okay.
and the, yeah, the live, the show's in Chicago, so it has to come out. Like, he's from Chicago. Like,
okay,
for him to like go there and do one more. Oh yeah, I was saying why he's a genius though. So basically, he sold out the stadium.
Okay,
he's making,
how many people are we talking?
So much, like, I don't know, like probably like 10,000 people.
10,000 people are coming to watch Kanye
just play a song,
just play an album.
Yeah. The first one was that, and he just literally like kind of stood there and like vibed. But then the second one,
he had a couple songs done.
It was better. Like, that's the one I've been listening to, and it's okay. Like a good album. Like,
it's gonna be good.
And like, he had like a better light show. He like got pulled up. I'm sure you saw like the memes and stuff. Like, at the very last song, he like ascended into heaven. Like,
no,
they had him on wires and like pulled him up. So he started putting on a show. And then that's at that point, God. I knew the album wasn't coming out, because he can keep selling out the arena, and people will just come to like watch him vibe out and listen to the album.
So will he ever have an album? What's your theory?
I think
as an avid Kanye, disciple.
He always pushes it, right?
Okay. Yeah, always.
And he's pushed it well over a month now. He's had like 6 different release dates, but because, like I said, he's like doing it in Chicago, which is his hometown, and he's had like a really long gap from the last one and this one.
Okay. When was the last one?
I think it was like maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but okay. Yeah. So I think it's going to happen.
I will bet you.
That doesn't.
A 12-pack of Busch Light.
Okay.
That it doesn't.
Or, well, here.
That's not done yet. I can't listen to the album tomorrow.
No, because it's coming out at midnight. So it'll come out Friday.
Okay. I will bet Friday morning when.
No, that I agree. That let's I say will not Saturday.
Have it, no, Friday.
By pushing, Saturday, the album.
You're being Kanye and you're pushing your date back.
No, because that's what usually happens, is he'll say it's coming out at midnight Saturday. And then it'll come out, like, he'll build hype on Twitter and stuff. But if he postpones it, it's just not coming out.
Okay. Saturday morning, 9 a.m.
Deal.
That I can will not be able to listen to that album on Spotify.
I lose, I buy you a 12-pack of Bush. You lose, you have to listen to the whole album.
Oh, I don't want to take this bet anymore. Deal, fine.
That seems pretty fair. That's like a win-win for you.
Yeah, okay, deal. Yeah,
all right.
That's a great deal.
All right. Okay. We'll shake on it.
Yeah. All right, Kanye.
That's all I have prepared this episode.
Kanye is our secret listener.
Dude, that'd be so sick.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude. I'm so hype on it.
Oh, God.
It's, like, good. Maybe I'll play out, if I remember, I'll play out the episode with one of his bootleg tracks that I have on my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look.
I bet it's good. I don't want
to. Oh, that's not it.
I don't want to.
Brian, we have even more, like, hot news.
What's the hot news?
It's your hot news.
I want to go back to Wedding Talk for a second.
Yeah, please do.
I'll close at Wedding Talk.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to bring up your hot two-wheel news.
Yeah, hot. Oh! I have a bike.
Or do you want to do, like, a whole episode on that later? Yeah. Let's just tease it now.
I have a bike on order. It's waiting for me. It has my name on it with a deposit down, so I actually have to buy it. I'm getting it Friday.
That's like so soon. That's in 2 days.
Yeah.
You're going to be listening to Kanye on the way to Traverse City buying that new bike.
It has GX.
Ooh.
It has a Fox 34 factory.
Your first bike with Eagle.
Eagle. Also, way too nice of a fork than I should have. Yeah, factory.
Is that the same one like Tyler and Joel have on their bike?
Except it's bigger.
Ooh, bigger stanchions.
It's bigger stanchions. They're not divoted out. It's made for beef.
Hell yeah.
It ships with 2.6 tires.
Are you just gonna name every stat about it to see if people can guess?
Yeah.
And then say the name last. Do that.
And I won't say the name last. I'm just gonna leave it.
Ooh, that's gonna kill me.
If anyone can guess.
You better give some more info. It's a hardtail.
Well, now everyone knows that you said a hardtail.
That it's gives it tail. Away?
No, it gives it away. Yeah.
How?
What other hardtail would I buy if anyone's been listening to this podcast?
Oh, I guess I didn't think of that.
Yeah. But that's it.
I'm trying to think, like, of all the bikes you said you were buying, I guess.
That's the only hardtail.
Like the Hey Hey you were obsessed with.
I was, yeah. You can't get that anywhere.
It's got Spark.
As an option.
I think we only briefly talked about the bike that you're getting, though.
I think just briefly. But okay.
Well, let's leave it, and then we'll do a whole, like, big-ass banger episode. Like, we'll spec it out.
Yeah.
I'm just as excited as you are. You don't know this. Like, I'm excited for you to get this bike.
I'm really pumped. I think I was more excited for you when you got your stash than, like, you were. I was like, I'm so pumped for Larry. Alexa's like, why? I'm like, he's getting a new bike. And she's like,
that's true.
Cool.
I think I get more excited when other people get a new bike because when you get it, I am like nervous when I.
Oh, I'm nervous
because it's like
I already have buyer's remorse. It's
it's such an expensive purchase,
it's insane.
There's so many bikes out there. So,
did I buy the right one?
It's like
I don't know.
It's almost worse than buying a new car.
Yeah, a new car, and I'm gonna get rid of it.
Well, you get test drives, and then you're just driving it. But like, it's so much more intimate to ride your bike than drive a car.
It's like buying a snowboard.
Yeah, but that's like a cheaper.
Snowboard's a lot cheaper. Yeah, okay.
If you make a decision there, that sucks. You just buy a new snowboard.
Then you buy a new snowboard. Sell yours.
Yeah,
yeah.
But a bike that like anything over like $1,000 bike is like
insane.
I think
it's unbelievable. I think it's the stupidest hobby we're involved in. Like
it's fucked up.
Even like I'm like looking at something. I was like, oh, that's my helmet. It can roll around the back of the truck, and I'm like, that's like $200. Like then I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, this is the dumbest hobby.
Like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. No wonder our wives really don't like it. I want to go back to wedding talk real quick.
Okay.
I don't know if I can explain how much I love my wife and how much I appreciate her. And I hope that came through. And if it didn't, I don't know. I don't have the words for it.
I think it definitely did.
I just want that to be known because she's just my favorite person ever. All of our friends that were there, just thank everybody that was there. The groomsmen, you guys were just motherfucking badass. And you just made the day perfect. So thank you.
You're too sweet.
That's all I want to say.
Because we didn't do much. We were there. And we were supportive. Can we talk about Black how Tux funny it was?
Have it.
Did you?
I gave him an Instagram review today.
Oh, good. Because
it was short and sweet, but like if anyone reads it, they're going to be like, oh, I'm never going there.
I remembered to send mine back yesterday.
Okay.
I got an email saying, hey, this is your last chance to send it back. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Did you get an email that said, like, you're good to go?
No. Well, I haven't really checked my email, but we'll see. I forgot to tell him that I didn't get suspenders. Yeah. I double-checked
that when was
I
in got my review.
Too. Okay, good.
And then it was that everyone had different fucking suspenders. I was like, that's so annoying. It's fine if
mine was shirts. So different that it didn't exist.
And no one noticed.
I felt like a dummy because I thought I forgot them. But I sincerely, they don't exist. I never got them.
You never got them. I was certain someone's shoes were going to be gone. Like, I was certain they were just like, well, someone's wearing Sperry's for the wedding.
Of all the things to not have, though. Because a white shirt, I could have just bought a white shirt. I guess I could have just bought. Well, I was already there.
You're already there.
And where in Holland am I going to find a black suspenders?
I don't think I looked to check that I had. I made sure I had a bag of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a tie and like their shoes and something. That's a suspender. Okay. Like, I didn't like take them out of the bag and look at them.
What else? There's like a tie in there too?
I had a tie because I rented a certain tie to match Alexa's dress.
Okay. Did you wear that?
Yeah. It was called satin white.
Okay.
Yeah. Or ivory. Sorry.
Oh, gorgeous.
Bigger deal. Yeah. But yeah, the Black Tux. If anyone is thinking about renting.
I bet they boomed over. Here's my theory: is like they boomed over Corona because it was like perfect solution.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Also, yeah. I just know our friend group, and I was like, you can't be easier. It's on your phone. You hit like a couple buttons, and it's going to be at your house. Like life is good.
And
life was not good.
I bet it is a good service overall.
It could be.
But I think they've scaled and got so popular they can't keep up with orders now because like. Yeah, so what Brian's talking about is we had our entire suits picked out.
And we were good. Like, the group, we are unprepared people. Yeah. And we were prepared. We all did
home try-ons with them and everything.
We had them probably 2 to 3 months in advance, like, purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were ready. We were on top of it. And I was like, all right, sweet. And then a week and a half before?
I think it was, like, less than a week before.
Yeah. Bunch of people got emails and they're like, hey, good news, your tux is in, but you don't have pants. It's like, what?
And it trickled in.
Because
First Evan calls me and he's like, hey, dude, apparently they're out of just 36 size pants, which or 38, which Evan and I both wear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sucks for you, but I just called them and they told me I'm fine.
My pants are in.
And then Evan's like, you should call again. And I called again. They said, yeah, I don't know. They even looked at Evan's and said he should be fine, too. I don't know what he's reading. But then the day passes. I wake up to an email that Evan got the day before saying they're out of my pants.
Hey, you don't have your
Who
pants.
The fuck did I talk to that said I was good?
You had your pants. And then Mitchell got an email. And then
everyone, like a day after, got them. So it wasn't even pants. That size.
No, it wasn't even just that size. And because I got mine. And then I think Tyler was able to get his.
Oh, okay.
And then Mitchell got his.
So was it maybe like Mitchell 36 and higher? Because Mitchell's ripped.
Mitchell, I think, had a 30. Yeah, he's 36. I think. Probably. Maybe it was 36 and higher. Or, yeah, I don't know. Because then he wanted to get a bigger size and they told him no.
Okay.
And they didn't have. But I don't think Miles was able to get his pants either.
Oh, and he's a teeny
guy.
And
he's tiny. He's size like 28 or 30.
So that's why they
Mark got his pants too. Or no, Mark. They didn't. They said Mark couldn't, but Miles could.
So that's why that.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
And it, honestly, I get that, right?
No, I get
if
it. But
that
like,
happened like 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before.
But it what they didn't say that like the size was out. They were just like, we don't have this size like
that's
ever.
That's true too.
It's like, why the fuck did you let us buy them?
You're right. I forgot about that part like, of it.
We was reserved 3 months like 3 months ago.
Yeah. Like, did they think that they would buy them for us by then?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll have them in stock by then.
Fucking Billy and ordering, you fucked up.
Freaking ass. Oh, that was so annoying.
It really is. Fine. Like, the ball was dropped. And honestly, I do think, because we just ended up getting black pants, and it might have looked better.
I think it looked better.
It might have
been. I think it looked better.
Because it made yours pop a little more, too. Cause we had, like, these cool, like, checkered gingham. Style.
Yeah, checker gingham.
We did the gingham style.
I tried to do a dance a couple times. I did remember
right,
doing that
that's
at some point.
Party rocking.
Yeah, I did a rock dance because that's what I was doing.
Oh, God.
At some point. Right at the bar.
I love it. But yeah, I think it ended up looking really good. We should, we'll post some wedding pics for this episode.
We'll post a photo.
Whatever Brian's willing to let loose. I didn't want to do, I don't want to spoil your wedding posts.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I haven't done anything on our grid.
Okay. I think you're free game now.
Okay. Or maybe we'll see which ones and I'll write one.
We'll see when Cynthia sends the rest of the photos.
If there's some bangers.
I think there's going to be some awesome ones. Cynthia is awesome.
Do you want to give her a quick shout out?
Yeah, if anyone needs, let me see if I can find her Instagram. I don't think it's anything.
Boyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out how.
Great photographer's done two of our weddings.
Two of our weddings.
Our weddings. Of our friends.
All of our friends.
They count. We're all doing each other's weddings. Yeah. We're all married to each other.
She did our wedding photos or our engagement photos too.
Oh yeah,
I think she did Tyler and Kate's engagements too.
That's
I don't remember. She was like, do you want to do the shotgun photo like Tyler's wedding? Like, I feel like you guys kind of have to do that. And I was like, hell yeah, we do.
And did we ever?
Cynthia Boyle, _ That is her Insta. Reach out to her there. She's busy as like heck.
Get in now.
Get her for like a long time from now.
And they're legit. Like, if you're looking for like those grid busters, those grid stoppers, the scroll stoppers, like people like they're going, oh, and then you say that photo. That's what Brian and Alexa and Tyler and Kate. That's what this lady produces.
She's great. Yeah. She's only, I mean, the only better photographer I know is probably Larry.
And I wouldn't say I'm better. I just take a lot of photos. I just happen to have a camera that makes anything I take look good. That's my trick. It's just buy a real expensive camera.
Buy really cool shit.
And then get really cool Lightroom presets that do the work for you. I told on myself.
That's okay. Any news with you, Larry? Did we tell the pie that you got a badass new job? Congrats to you.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know how much detail I want
to
get into
there.
Yeah,
it's okay. We don't need to.
Only because it's new. It's fresh.
Yeah.
And it like I don't really know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, does that change from the other job?
I can't believe people keep hiring. You know, one thing that might be interesting to talk about is the fact that I got recruited. I feel like a baller.
That is huge.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a BS, like, spam. Because, like, I feel like any...
Well, that, I told the... I mean, in a polite way, I basically told the dude to fuck off.
Yeah.
But then he's like, no, I'm for real.
Can you do a CAPTCHA check and tell me, like, that you're a human? Like, there's no way.
Do you get stuff like that on LinkedIn?
A lot. All the time. You do? But a lot of it, I'm like, that is fake.
That's what I thought,
But I've too. Never followed up in any of them. So,
I literally, like...
Well, most of mine are in, like, I don't know, like, Virginia or...
Oh, like you got to go out of state for them.
Yeah, I had a really cool one in somewhere out in like Saudi Arabia.
And jeez.
I was like...
That's actually, if you like work from Dubai or something.
Yeah, but it was for like one person. And it was a legit job because like, I talked to someone else about this like crazy thing. And they're like, oh my God, we're talking about this at my work. And I was like, so it's they were recruiting a BCBA to work with just one child on this like massive like world... cruise.
Whoa.
And I was like, it's probably for like a, it's kind of like royalty, royal family or prince or something. And sure enough, like it super might have was
been.
Like,
what?
And but I it's like that's like very unethical, but also what? Like
no way, man.
Well, I don't know, it was like some private money. I don't, it's there's some, there were some gray areas there. And
dude, that's the stuff that like when you're young, I mean, if you were probably already like wifed up.
Yeah,
you couldn't just leave for a year. Okay, yeah. So I get not wanting to take that, but like if you're like out of college or something, like that's the dream gig.
Yeah, and I don't know what you would do because you wouldn't be like sanctioned insurance work. So then, I guess you wouldn't be breaking ethical standard. I don't know. I'm sure no BCBAs would listen to this anyways. It doesn't matter. But
everything you said is over my head.
Be a really
too,
cool job. And yeah, we'll move on.
No, it's like I think the funny thing to talk about here is like the fact that like people are hiring so crazy now.
Yeah.
And the like LinkedIn, like you have to be on your LinkedIn game.
Yeah. Well, were you like actively searching?
No.
Okay. And you were just like one day are you like, you know, eating breakfast and you're like, oh, that's a cool email. And you opened it and looked at it and you're like,
yeah, well, so basically because I worked in like the tech world. People use InMail, like, messaging all the time to try to get my attention. Like, I get so many, like, real-life messages that will give me literally $50 gift cards to just go to a demo. Like, hey, let me show you your product with your marketing team, and I'll buy you guys all lunch or something.
Okay.
Like, I get those daily.
Have you done any of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did, like, one, but then it's, like, more work than what the gift card's worth because then you feel bad. You got to go to, like, more demos talk to the sales guys. And
sounds like going to a timeshare meeting.
It's one of those, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did one of those a couple of times. So I get a lot of those, but then I got this weird one, and it was, like, a guy who just, like, saw my profile and thought I would be good for this role, and
you're like...
I said, no thanks. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And he's like...
I'm good.
No, I think you should check it out. And I threw out like what it would take to make me leave a number, and they gave it to me. And everyone at this new place is just so nice, so cool. I really feel bad leaving my old place too. So like it was the most bittersweet like day of my life having to give my 2 weeks. That's tough.
You shot your shot and you made it. Congrats. That's pretty badass.
Thank you. And yeah, it's great. Yeah. Like, okay, so I will do one quick dunk-ass brag
okay.
of how cool this new place is.
Let's hear it.
I probably already told you this.
Dunk-ass brag.
So they just got done, like, they do, like, a group book club there.
Oh.
And they read this book about, I don't know the title, but it was about, like, the Ritz-Carlton. And like.
Did you read it?
No, it was before I started.
Okay.
But. It's like the Ritz standard or whatever. It's about like customer service and stuff like that.
Sure.
I think I'm going to read it before we do this trip
to
the Ritz-Carlton.
You're going
in San Francisco.
What?
We're staying for like two or three nights. They're flying both my wife and I out.
What?
To just stay there and I get to meet because they're all based in California. So that's like what I'm actually most excited about is finally meeting my coworkers. But
dude,
isn't that pretty tight?
When is this?
In October.
Yo.
Yeah, it'll be really sick.
It's not during the Mud Sweat Beers race, is it?
You know what? If it is, I might have to sit out Mud Sweat Beers.
I'm out, yeah. Guys.
I've never been to San Francisco, too, so I'm pretty excited
about
that.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Remind me later. I got to pick your brain about honeymoon spots.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm not sure where we're going. What I did, and I'll just tell you this now, I don't regret it at all. Amber, okay. I loved it. So we did. We were fighting. Like, I wanted to like do like Denver and like just adventure stuff. Okay. Not fighting, but Amber just wanted to like park up on a beach and call it a day.
That's what I want
to
do.
Okay. Right. So we decided to do, and I regret this first part, but we did a couple days in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And then a couple days in San Diego.
Yep.
And
that's why I brought it up, because you were just said, you said California, and remember you guys were in San Diego.
Exactly. So I don't recommend Vegas as a honeymoon spot at all.
We've been there. I think we're good.
It's a, yeah.
I do recommend Vegas for like 10 hours.
Getting obliterated. Yeah. For, yeah.
10 hours and you should get the fuck out of there.
Our whole second day there, we're just like walking around like, why are we here? But then all of Cali was just a really cool honeymoon spot. We rented this a Jeep for 2 days, like the drop top on a Wrangler.
Oh, sky man. Blue Wrangler. It says going blue, up right?
Down the coast.
Yeah.
It was living the Cali dream. And that part was perfect.
It was a Ballast Point, I remember.
Ballast Point Brewing that was is probably sweet. Still one of my favorite breweries to this day.
Badass.
Yeah. So I recommend, I mean, it's like that vibes I'd aim for.
Okay.
Like not beach, but like a beach town in a place that you've never been. That's what I'd recommend.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
We'll look at it. We're not sure if we're going to get out of the country, stay in the country. We'll see.
Oh, go out of the country. Okay. Thinking. You guys got like a budget.
It's not that expensive.
Really?
Yeah. We were looking at like Costa Rica.
Oh,
and you can
nice.
Get a house in Costa Rica for like $100 like a week or $100.
No.
$100 a night.
Okay.
Yeah. $100 a night.
Dude, like, I'm like, going geez. Next week.
But like,
then.
It's like a house like on the beach. It's just like getting there is problematic. So it depends when we fly out, when we fly in, who we fly with and things like that.
Yeah. But that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Alexa said, like, what about Costa Rica? And I was like, no. She's like, well, this house is. I'm like, oh, man. Because what I want to do is I want to park my ass. Well, park my and Alexa's ass on the beach. And I don't want to see, like, I want to see as minimal other humans as possible during this trip.
Okay. You want that secluded,
yeah,
locked and just stare at waves vibes.
Yeah.
I get that.
So I was thinking, like,
and you know what?
All inclusive thing. Like, I don't want that because there's just like a million other people doing exactly what we're doing.
That's so true, right?
But I'm like,
that sounds like almost chaotic.
It's also like you eat everything,
and it's a lot less work. Like
I was
thinking,
there's no work, and
plan.
It's just like unlimited shrimp everywhere. That's where I want to go.
Isn't that what a honeymoon's all about?
I want shrimp scampi on the walls.
Oh no!
Oh, we lost our new toy.
I break our new podcast equipment like the first time we use it.
What time are we at?
You know what? On that note.
Yeah.
Well. I don't need those anymore. Oh my god, I took the headphones off and now everything is so weird. Because I was like hearing you in there and now I hear you. Okay. I love doing podcasts in person. This is so much more fun.
It is 1,000 times.
I mean, I still talk over you at every point.
Yeah, so
I get.
Yeah, it's nothing different.
I can't, but now I can't blame Zoom for it.
Yeah, now you can't blame Zoom. It's way more fun in person.
I agree.
I can stare into your eyes.
Aw.
and look at Teddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Teddy. Hey, Teddy. Yeah? Squirrel. Squirrel.
He doesn't know what a squirrel
fuck
is.
Fuck you, Brian. I don't know what that is. You say this to me all the time, and I still don't know what it means.
You're
a cute boy, Teddy.
I think I had. Oh, yeah. Go to our YouTube channel. Check it
Do
out.
Do it. Check out YouTube. How would, what's our viewage looking like? Are we increasing? Are we decreasing? Are we
still zero? Here's the thing is I group in my YouTube channel that I like actively post YouTube stuff on with our local roots. But if we get enough local roots stuff, that beer's pretty good.
Yes. Sorry,
then I'll make our own channel. But right now I'm just sharing them.
I would get still this. Share. Yeah. Well, maybe not. Okay.
I've always just liked YouTube for fun. I hit my watch hour goal, which is like to monetize your channel. You need to get 4,000 hours.
Okay.
Which is like impossible. Like 4,000 in a year hours watched on your channel.
Of your channel.
And I just hit it. But now I need 1,000 subscribers. But So
that 4,000 is just me keeping, you know, reviewing your videos on. Could someone do that, or does it have to be 4,000 like new?
Good question. But even if you did that, imagine 4,000 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
That takes forever.
Okay.
Especially most videos are like 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Your e-bike videos had a lot.
Well, that's what happens.
They had a shit ton.
Car videos too, because I'm considering getting like an electric car. So I did like a Ford Lightning video that's got like a couple thousand views now.
Okay.
So
I haven't watched that yet.
I'm starting to do those videos just to get to the 1,000.
You should do a Equinox or a Trailblazer review. Or no, Blazer review, sorry.
Oh, Vamber's Blazer?
Yeah. It's new. I feel like people in the market are going to be like,
I really should just start reviewing everything.
Just do everything.
But all I want to do is just get to that point. And
this toilet paper is like really good.
Here's why I use Charmin. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about that because then I could, I don't know. It'll turn into like $20 a month or something, but it'd be cool.
It's pretty badass if it could.
Yeah, it'd be neat. So head on over to youtube.com and it's like LarryLarry91. And you can watch all these. If you subscribe to my channel, I will give you a virtual kissy on the lips, whether you like it or not.
Little tongue.
I wish I could edit that out. Maybe we should call it a day. What do you think, Brett?
maybe this is it. Send off.
Any plugs for you?
Yeah, I love my wife.
Aw, and he does. You should have saw him up there.
That's all I got.
He tried to kiss her before he was allowed to. That was so funny, but in a cute way. It was nice.
Gary laughed at me, so that was made it all good.
That's wonderful. It was really funny. Eli's like, not yet, mister.
I was like, okay, sorry.
That's funny. Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We love you, and we're in love with you. I stole that from another podcast.
Later, brothers.
Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I like that one. What's up, Teddy? I didn't mean to say squirrel. I didn't mean to make fun of you. I take it back. So my watch keeps disconnecting from my phone. You ever had this issue?